with the territories of Eretz Yisrael. What territories come within the Matoneh that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Avraham Avinu. Now, in this coming Sedra, the Torah says, V'hoyoki v'yachu ad Hashem el Eretz HaKanani, v'achiti v'emeiri, v'achivi v'ayvusi, asher nishba v'avisecho lo sisloch, Eretz zo v'ascholo v'dvosh, v'yobadito es ha'avi v'azeis. Rashi says, el Eretz HaKanani, Apo pishol imono el chamisha amonim, kol shivo goyim bimashim. Because there were seven nations. Knaini, Chiti, Emeiri, Chivi, Vusi, then Prizi and Gergoshi. Prizi and Gergoshi are not mentioned in this passage. Apo pishol imono el chamisha amonim, kol shivo goyim bimashim. Shekulom bichol knaini heim. Viachas mimishpachas knaan, hoiso, shalom nikralo elo knaini. So, Knaini is Ishem HaKelel many times for all the seven nations. So, because they are all descendants of Knaan. But, Knaini is also Ishem HaPrat of one family of Knaan. So, Rashi says that even though only five are listed, but all the seven are included. Now the Ramban mentions Rashi's lashon. Afal pi shelo imono el chamisha amami kol shiva amim bimashma shekulam bichol haknaini viachas min hamishpochi soiso shelo nikhalo elo knaini. Lashon Rashi. So this Rashi, the Ramban points out, is strange. True that knaini is used as a shem hakelel for all the seven nations that occupied Eretz Knoa before the Israelites took possession of it. But so it's either or. Either Knaan is mentioned as the Shema Kelel, so then no other nation should be mentioned. But here the Torah enumerates certain nations. Chiti, Emeiri, Chivi, Yevusi. So obviously Knaani here is not used as the Shema Kelel that includes all the seven nations. So Knaini here has reference to one nation that acquired the name Knaan, even though all the seven nations are descendants of Knaan. So how is it that Knaini is mentioned, Chiti, Emeiri, Chivi, Yevusi is mentioned, and Priz Gergoshi is not mentioned? In another passage, in the same sedra, when this Torah says, so there, Knaani is kill everything. So the question is, how is it that the Torah here mentions Knaani, and Knaani obviously is used not in the sense of the Shema Kelel, but in the sense of the Shema Prat, one nation, and four other nations, but Prizi Yogoshi are not mentioned. Vidas Rabbi Seinu, Shehoiso Eretz Heyamimim Halolu Zobas Cholov Udvosh, Vilohoiso Kei Eretz Hashnaim Hashnaim Hamishon, Unitach Yivaserisom Boretz Azeis. So in other words, according to our sages, so they were the territory that was occupied, that had been occupied prior to Yeshua by five nations of the seven nations was Eretz of Aschol of Rosh. But two nations, Prizi Gergoshi, even though Prizi Gergoshi, the territory of Prizi and Gergoshi, was also on the western bank of the Yarden. Not in Rayarden, which means the eastern bank, the territory on the eastern bank. Prizi Gergoshi was on the western bank of the Yarden, just like the other territory of Eretz Yisrael. But Prizi Gergoshi was not in Eretz Zobas Cholodot. Viloi Shokei, Eretz Ashnai Manishon, Ulikachi Vaser Yisom, Be Eretz Azoris. Now, of course, though that which was Zobas Cholodot Rosh had a certain mile over and above the other territory that was not Zobas Cholodot Rosh. So here the Torah is mivaser them that the Israelites will take possession of the Eretz Zobas Cholodot Rosh as well. So that's why the Torah omits Prizi and Yogoshi, because Prizi and Yogoshi were not an Eretz Zobas Cholodot Rosh. Kach shonu b'sipri l'inyan habikur v'yitim lonu es ha'oretz ha'zoiz Eretz asher yizobas Cholodot Rosh. In the parasha of Bikurim in Kisovei, Dvorim Chovo, Posnik Tes, Vayidienu el Amokim Azeh, Vayitem Lonu Es Oretz Azois, Eretz Zobas Cholodot Rosh. So the Sifri, the Ramban, cites the Sifri. Eretz Zobas Cholodot Rosh. Nema kam Eretz Zobas Cholodot Rosh. Vinema lehalon Eretz Zobas Cholodot Rosh. Cholodot Rosh. Nema kam here in the parasha of the Korim. Vinema lehalon here in Boi, in this posik. Shmois Yudgimu posik Hei. Vinema. Nema kam Eretz Zobas Cholodot Rosh. Vinema lehalon Eretz Zobas Cholodot Rosh. Ma lehalon Eretz Chameishet Amonim. How many nations are enumerated in this passage? Just five. Afkan Eretz Chamech Samon. Mikan Hoyo Rav Yisi Agri Uyed Meir. This is the Girsay of the Gro. The Ramban, Ramban's Girsay is a little different, but it doesn't make any difference. Mikan Hoyo Rav Yisi Agri Uyed Meir. E Nivim Bikuri Meiva Liyardin She'eino Zobas Holodosh. Eiva Liyardin, the eastern bank of the Yardin, is Eretz Yisroel. It's Chayim Tomis HaMaisres. In all meaning. But in Bikurim, it's not made. Why not? Because it's not an Eretz Zobas Cholodot Rosh. So there is a special prerequisite for the Chiyuv of Bikurim that only if the Peiris were brought from an Eretz Zobas Cholodot Rosh. But the Peiris of Eiver HaYarden are not brought from Eretz Zobas Cholodot Rosh, so it's not Chayim in Bikurim. This is what he says. וכך שונינו בספרי לעין הביקורים, והייתם לנו איזה אורץ הזייס, ארץ אשר היא זובס חולו ודרוש. מה ארץ זובס חולו ודרוש? שאומר להלון ארץ חמישה עמומים, אף ארץ זובס חולו ודרוש אמור כאן ארץ ימון. רבי יצא עם מאיר, הם מביאים ביקורים מעבר לירדן, שאין לזובס חולו ודרוש, הרי מי אתם? ארץ שני העמים מן הביקור. Now, the girsay of the grois, מה להלון ארץ חמישה עמומים, אף כאן ארץ חמישה עמומים. מכאן הוא ירד ביסי הגבילי מאיר, הם מביאים ביקורים מאיר על הירדן, שאין לזו בסחול ובדרוש. This is the Goyim's Girse. But the Ramban mentions the Girse, not מכאן הוא ירד ביסי הגבילי מאיר. But רב יצא, in other words, according to the gross Girse, רב יצא is the only one who says this הלוך in the Sefri, this פסקה. So Rabbi Yitzi is the more the Shmaitze of this Piske in this Sifri. Because Mikan Hoy Rabbi Yitzi Agulim, not that first it's the Piske, the Halacha of the Tanakame, and then Rabbi Yitzi. But according to the Gro, it's one Piske, and who is the more the Shmaitze of this Piske? Rabbi Yitzi Agulim. Rabbi Yitzi Agulim. Now, so according to the Gro, so when the Gemara says, when the Sifri says, Male Halon Eretz Zobas Cholodot Rosh, Afkan, the Malhalon Afkan Eretz Chamisha Amomim. So the Sifri means to exclude in Rayadu. But so that's why the Gro changed the Girsay. Mikan Hoyo Rav Yisi Agulim. In other words, it is not the intention of the Sifri to exclude anything in addition to Rayadu, just in Rayadu. But the Ramban Shita is that in addition to Rayadu, there is territory on the western bank of the Yade, which is also Nismayit from the Kohen. So because of that, he has a different hearsay. He has a different hearsay. And his hearsay is that we have two mandonas here, a Tanekame and Rabbi Yisi. And the Tanekame says that from this posik of Eretz Yisrael follows with Rosh. So we learn out, we deduce that Prince Yergoshi are not Mechuyev in Bikurim, and then Rabbi Yisi agree with it. Not that there is a Machleket, but there are two Tanoim in this Tiske, the Tanekame and Rabbi Yisi agree. Tanekame, they both agree that Eretz Yisrael follows with Rosh is a prerequisite for Bikurim. But Tanekame just mentions that even that on the western bank there is territory that is potter of Bikurim, namely Prizi V'Gogosh. And then Rabbi Sadlili said the whole eastern bank is potter of Bikurim because of the requirement of Eretz Yisrael follows with Rosh. So he said, my Eretz Yisrael follows with Rosh, Omer Aul Eretz Chamisha Amomi. After the Gosh Cholov Gosh, I'm not can. Eretz Yamon. The day say me, a mevin bikuri neival yarbi. She ain't the Gosh Cholov Gosh. Hare mi atu Eretz Shnei Amoni min habikuri. With the she ain't the Gosh Cholov Gosh. With the day see me, after the yarbi. She hoy so shall me. With the she damhi, ain't the Gosh Cholov Gosh. Then also, so in other words, so Ibra Yarden is not in Eretz Yisrael Cholov Gosh. But Ibra Yarden belonged to a male. And here, in Posse K, the Torah says, Vohoyo ki yivacho adishem al Eretz HaKnani, ve'achiti vo a male yivacho vayvusi. So a male is mentioned. And then the Torah concludes, losis, vayvusi asher nishlo abisecho losis lo, Eretz Yisrael Cholov Gosh. So obviously, a male is also an Eretz Yisrael Cholov Gosh. So the Rambam says, a male owned territory on both sides, on both banks of the Yarden. So when the Torah says here the Emeiri, and it is characterized as Eretz Yisrael Cholov Gosh, the Torah in this pasuk has reference to the territory that the Emeiri owned on the western bank. But the territory that the Emeiri controlled on the eastern bank, that is not Eretz Yisrael Cholov Gosh. This is what he said. The Rabbi Yisi Mir Ita Fever Hayarden, שהויסו של המירי, לפי שגם היא אינו זוב אסכולו בדרוש. והמירי המוסקה כאן הוא איסו שבארץ ישראל עצמו. וכעניין הזה שונו במחירותי, בפרש הזה. ואין שונו בספרי, ונחלו לא יהיה. זה נחלס חמישה המון. בקרב איכו, זה נחלס שני המון. Now he mentions a certain Rashi in shape. In Shaitin, the press for the Talat and Bain. Lo yeh lakeyanim halvim kol shevet levi chilek v'nachlo in Yisroel. Ishi adishem v'nachlose yochil. V'nachlo lo yeh loy v'kerev echot. Adishem v'nachlose. Kata divol. So there is a rash. V'nachlo lo yeh loy u'v'sifli dorshu. V'nachlo lo yeh loy z'nachla shor. The rest. What does it mean, the rest? So, Rashi will explain. Bekerev Echo, Zu Nachlas Chamisha. Now, the Ramban, when he mentions Rashi, so he mentions in the name of Rashi, Bekerev Echo, Zu Nachlas Shivo. Here in the text in Rashi we have Bekerev Echo, Zu Nachlas Chamisha. But the Rambam mentions in the name of Rashi that Bekerev Echo is Nachla Shivo, but there is no Latin in it. They mean the same thing. But let's see what Rashi says. In other words, the Sifri deduces from the apparent superfluity of the expressions, because on the surface it appears that there is an unnecessary repetition. The Torah here tells us that Shevet Levi cannot take a chilek in Eretz Yisrael. So the Torah could have said, "V'nachlo lo yele Why did the Torah have to say, V'nachlo lo yialei b'keravecho? So the Sifri says, Nachlo lo yialei has reference to Nachlasho, the rest. Over and above the Nachlas Chamish. And b'keravecho has reference to the Nachlas Chamish. V'in yidei amai. So Rashi says, it's a very obscure Sifri. V'in yialei. She'eret k'nan, she'meiver hayalim ve'eleich, Nikreis Eretz Heyamim, Vishal Sichem Ve'eis Beidamim, Emeiri Uknan. So in other words, so because Eretz Knan that is on the western bank, that is Eretz Heyamim, and Vishal Sichem Ve'eis that the on the eastern bank is Beidamim, Emeiri Uknan. So there was Kenit Nidil Kavmeni. Kenit Nidil Kavmeni was also mentioned in the Brisbane Apsorit, but there is a fundamental distinction between Eretz Knoam and Kenit Nidil Kavmeni. Now, what is Kenit Nidil Kavmeni? So there is a Machlis Tanoim in Borobasra Dat Numbo. But the Chachomim say that Kenit Nidil Kavmeni represents Amen Meyo Vendede. So even though Kenitzin Kavmeni are included in the Brisbane Absorbing, but there is a fundamental difference between Eretz Knoam and Kenitzin Kavmeni. Eretz Knoam was given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Avraham, and through Avraham to plow to the Knesset Yisrael. It was given, it was an outright gift to Avraham of Israel. Masha'ikin Kenit Nidil Kavmeni, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu only made a promise that ultimately Kenit Nidil Kavmeni will belong to the Jews. But it was not given. So that is, so he says that Eretz Yamini, so that is reference to the territory on the western bank. And then we have two more Amini. That's Sichin Ve'ei, that's in Rayarde, and because of that, so the Ramban has the Girse in Rashi, the Kerev Echo, the Vinachlo Yiel in Zunachla Shiro, that's the rest, that's Kenit Nidil Kavmeni, the Kerev Echo, Zunachla Shiro. But even according to the Girse that we have in Rashi, so as the Niti in his Perush on the Sifri points out, that it means the same thing. In other words, in our text, Rashi just doesn't mention Eretz Zayin Amin. He only mentions Eretz Hey Amin. Why? Because it was not necessary to discuss the chluke in the two Aminim on the Eastern Bank. Because that was done already by Moshe Rabbeinu. So it was only relevant, this aloche was relevant vis-a-vis the territory on the western bank. That's why Rashi mentions, according to our Gersay, the Kerevech of Nachlas Chamisho, but it really means Nachlas Shivo. But the two Amonim are not so relevant, because once the Jews took possession of Eretz Yisrael, so the Chluke in the Ibrayat on the eastern bank had already been made. So what was relevant? So this Aloche was this deed, this love, of the year Akeri Maldin, Koshevet Levi, Chile, Vinachlo, in this oil, Ishi Adishem, Vinachlos, in Yechelon, had relevance vis-a-vis the territory on the western bank. But it did not have any real relevance at the time that the Israelites took possession of Eretz Yisrael under the leadership of Yeshua ben Nun, it had no real relevance to the two Amonim on the eastern bank, because the Chluke was already made. That's why Rashi, the Yitzchak points out, Rashi does not mention, it does not say, in our text, Bikerev Echo, Zu Nachla Shiva. Because the two Amonim of Sichem Ve'ei, so the Chluke had already been made by Moshe Rabbeinu before the Israelites took possession of Eretz Yisrael. But in the Chaname, when Rashi, even according to our text, when Rashi says, Bikerev Echo, Zu Nachla Chamisho, he really means Nachla Shiva. Nachla Shiva. So that means, so the Torah is telling us, this is what the Sifri is deducing from the Pasuk, that the love of the Lakia Malvin, Koshim Atlevi, Chile Ginachron in Israel, applies not only to Eretz Israel, but even to Kedik Kedik Kadmeni, which is not ours as yet, and only Lord is loving to be ours. So this love of the Lakia Malvin, Koshim Atlevi, applies even to Kedik Kedik Kadmeni. This is what Rashi said. V'chein, David v'parshus matonei shenem ulaari, alkein lohi alevi, lehazin alkein kizit amei. As a matter of fact, this pshat in the Sifri is a rayon to the Shin of the Rambam. At the end of Hilchus Shmitali Yenbo, there is a machleches between the Rambam and the Rayon. The Rambam says, zirali, that this aloche, that Shevet Levi does not take the Chilid and Achron Eretz Yisrael, has reference only to that territory, and as to which the Bris Ben Atzorim was established between Akkodim Boruch and Avraham Avinu. Masha'inke, if the Jewish people will acquire new territory, at all there is Aloche, you can be Mesi Ben Eretz Yisrael, Kom Yitzvuki Mishravi, Kom Moki Mashatibra Ben Kafrat Lecho, Boi Lochem Nisati, so you can be Mesi Ben Eretz Yisrael, so on the Nisofeis. So Shevet Levi takes an equal share with all the other things. This is the Rambam. The Rambam is mad. So this pshat in the Sifri that Rashi mentions that v'nachlo v'yirele zunach lasho, that is reference to Kenyus Nizim Kadmei, and v'yirele mecho zunach lachamish zunach lashivo. So collaborates the Shiddes Rambam, because here we have a special ribu vis-a-vis Kenyus Nizim Kadmei, but vis-a-vis Nisotei, that were not included in the prison of Sorin. We have no Pesach, we have no Ribu. So the Mela seems we have no Ribu. So the Shevet Levi can take a Chelem and Achlo together with all the other stuff. All right, this is what Rashi says so far. Shuk nirtzo v'divrei replenem es hoche gassin am Yisipri. V'nachlo lo yielei eilu nachlas hamish. V'kerev echo eilu nachlas shiv. Nachlas hamish oshvotu v'nachlas שיב אשוואן ומתייך שמיישה ויהושוע לא יכול כל נחלו אלו לחמיש אשוואתים בלבד שחימי שהינחי לרובי וגוד וחוצי שבט נשא מיישה and יהושוע together took possession of the territory that belonged to the חמיש אשוואתים. Because Moshe was Malchil Ruvain and God and Chotzi Shevet Manasseh. And then Yehoshua, in his lifetime, he only took possession of the territory of Eretz Knaam that belonged to Yehuda and Ephraim, and then the other half, Chotzi Shevet Manasseh. So together it's only five Shvot. And then the rest of Eretz Israel was taken possession by the Shvotim after Mitzas Yehoshua. So Shivas Achirim, not Umalei, and Achim is Yehoshua. Mitirkach, Yizke Chamish Olivat, V'Yishiv Olivat. So, now let's go back to the Rambam, Ambein, and Yudimu Shmois, Yudimu Posike. So he says, Ve'it Shonu V'Sifri, V'Nachlo Nielei, Zunachlas Chamish Amon, V'Kerevecho Zunachlas Shnei Amon, V'Frisi V'Fri Atzmon, Hey, Amon and Alon, with the same Iker Oret, Shebo Yftichon, She is Zobas Holo Gudvosh, Virashe Befer Shetrim Shetrim is Kashe Bezo Abrais, Valdas Azu Hakosov Lumailo, Eleret Stevo Lochovo, because before it's mentioned in Shmeis, in the Mara Asne, so the Torah says, in Shmeis Gimu, פוסק זיין, פוסק חס, ואירי להצילי מיד מצרים, ולהליסי מן האורץ ההיא אל ארץ טבעו ורחובו, אל ארץ זו והסחולו ודבוש, אל מקים הקנעמי והחיטי והמירי, והפריזי והחיבי והיבוסי. So here, six nations are mentioned. In addition to the five that is mentioned in פוסק ה', in יודימו פוסק ה', so another nation is mentioned, פריזי. Yergoshi is not mentioned, even here in this passage. So he says, weil da ist so ein Kotzuk wie Maio, er hat Stevo und Chobo, er hat so was Cholok und Wosch, hieß ihm schon mal Prisi, weil wo, so er hat Stevo und Chobo, nicht mal wo so was Cholok und Wosch, sondern wo ist der Ramban, es ist ein Kasche against himself. He just said, he just finished saying, that even on the Western Bank, there are two nations that are not so much followed with Rosh, and that's the reason as to why these two nations are omitted. In Shmei Siyut Gimu Posik Hei, which two nations are omitted, Prizi and Yogosh? Because here the Torah says, Los Isloch Erez Ovas Cholov Udvosh, and Prizi and Yogosh are not Erez Ovas Cholov Udvosh. So the question arises, but in Shmei Siyut Gimu Posik Ches, there the Torah also says, Zovas Cholov Udvosh, and Prizi is mentioned, Yogosh not, but Prizi is mentioned. So how can Prizi be mentioned? Prizi is not an Erez Ovas Cholov Udvosh. Weil das also ein Kostum mit Meilu, er ist immer Chobo, er ist immer Chobo, wo sie ist schon mal Prisi, weil wo sie hu, er ist Teubo und Chobo. Weil wo sie hi, er ist Teubo und Chobo. Loi ba wo so was Chobo und Wosch. Wein, Hashisho, Hagoi, Maniskorin, Bechomoki, ki Agigoshi, Pono. Wo man nicht kapitel, die Gemorre says, Shola ist Prus, mit Toi ist Sholach Yehoshua. Und bevor Yehoshua, to enter the Eretz Israel, so he sent three messages. One message was, Call Horeitzel Hashlim Yashlim. Any one of the Zion Army who wants to make peace with us can make peace. And a second Pusmutoye, a second message was, Call Horeitzel Yivrach Yivrach. Yivrach Yivrach. Whoever wants to escape, to evacuate, so we are not going to fight with. And then a third message was, Call Horeitzel Yilchem Yilchem. So Hagegoshi complied with the second message. Of Colorado, Libra, Libra. Pono, he evacuated. We know some way after this Bohu. Eretz Tevos Lafrik. It's a certain country in Asia. In Asia or in Africa. So it's not Africa that we say. I mean, when we say Africa, we have reference to the whole continent, the African continent. But that was a certain country. It was called Africa. So Agagoshi Pono of the whole of Africa. So, Giveni Mishlimu. And then the other Amami, they decided to fight. So the reason is why in Shmei Gimel, Posik Ches, the Torah mentions Prizi, even though Prizi was not Erez Ovas Cholov Udvosh, because here the Torah says, Vo'ere la'atzilei mi'av Mitzrayim, ula'aleisei mi'oretz ahi, el eretz toivo chobo, el eretz ovas cholov udvosh. So, the Torah here mentions not only Eretz Ovas Cholov Udvosh, Eretz Tevo Uchovo as well. Prizi is not an Eretz Ovas Cholov Udvosh, but Tevo Uchovo it is. So that's why Prizi is mentioned. Why isn't Gigoshi mentioned? Gigoshi was also an Eretz Tevo. But Gigoshi does not have to be mentioned because Gigoshi evacuated. So they did not have to fight in order to take possession of Gigoshi. This is what the Ramban says. He is from a prizi ba'avu she'i eretz tevo l'chobo, lo'i ba'avu zovas cholo v'dvosh. Ve'hei ma'shisho goyim ha'niskorim b'chol moke, ki ha'gigoshi pono, yolo nizka b'tevo rak b'posut, v'noshal goyim rabin ponecho. V'roche noma rabin. V'chei kosut ki hachim tachin achit v'yemeir ha'klam ha'prid achi v'ayvusi, v'lo nizki ha'gigoshi. This is what the Ramban says. Now, this is the Ramban in bold. Now let's see what the Ramban says in safety and this Rashi. Now, the Ramban and Dvorim Yutches, Posig Beis. So he says, "Uvisifri doshu v'nachlo lo yielo izunach lasho b'kerev echov zunach lashivo." He's quoting the Lashon of Rashi, but in our text, Rashi says, as I pointed out before, "V'nachlo lo yielo izunach lasho the rest b'kerev echov zunach laschamisho." But Rashi, but the Ramban, in quoting Rashi's Lashon, says not the Kerev Echov Zunach Las Chamisho, but Zunach Las Shivo. And as the Nitziv says, Even the Gabbai here says Chamisho, it also means Shiva. But the two are not mentioned because it was not relevant. When you dare mal, let's ask this question. When you really share its knan, Shemeiver, Ayad, Leilech, Nikris, Eretz Chamisho, Amon. We shall see him the eight, Shnei Amomi, and Meiru Knaim. We nach Vasho, we rabbis, Kenik, Nizu, Kadmei. That's all Rashi's question. Shub nimtso bitim replenimes, hoche gab sinam disikri. We nach lo yele yo nach was Chamisho. Bikere vechov, eilu nach was Shiva. Nach was Chamisho shvotim, nach was Shiva shvotim. Umitech Shemei Shevi Yeshua, lechoku nach lo, el Chamisho shvotim yobad, שחימי שהילכים לרובן ולגוד וחוצי שבט מנשה, וישוע הילכים ליהודה ואפרים וחוצי שבט מנשה, ושיב האחרים לא פה מעליהן, אחרי מייסי יהושע, מתרקר, היס כחמישה לבד, וישיבו לבד. כל זה לא שרש. וכבר פרשתי או איקר, מפרשס קדש לי, כי נחלס חמישה המונים, הנזכורים בפוסק, כי יבחו עד השם הלכחו, אל ארץ הכנעני והחיתי ומאירי אחיבי והיבוסי, אשר נקבלו על יסכו לא ססלוח ארץ זו וסחול ודבוש, הם איקר נחלס ישראל, שהויסו ארצום זו וסחול ודבוש. אבל השניים הנשורים, ועם הפריזי והגרגושי, אין ארצום זו וסחול ודבוש. So not only the Rayard in the Eastern Bank is not in ארץ זו וסחול ודבוש, even פריזי וגרגושי on the Western Bank is not in ארץ זו וסחול ודבוש. ואני חייב את זה בביקורי, ולכך יזכה בלווין שלא ייפלו חלק עם ישראל בעיקר נחלוסו בארץ הטבו שהיא נחלס החמישו וגם לא יהיה בנחלס כל השיבו שהם השניים הנשורים אף על פי שאין ארצום טבו ונחשו בו בין ישראל כל כך ודובו בואו הוא בראי שחזק שם. So he says the reason is why the Torah had to spell out separately in regard to the Nachlas Chamisho, to the Nachlas Chamisho, and in regard to the Nachlas Shiva, to tell us that Shemitlevi cannot take a Nachle not only in the best, the most superior part of Eretz Yisrael, but even in that part of Eretz Yisrael which is not so superior, let's say Prizi Vigagoshi, which is not so superior, so he cannot take a nachle either. And he says, so the Rambam says here, Shemashnayim ha-mishorim, afal pi shein harzom tevo v'nechshuva ben Yisroel kol kach. Now, the Rambam in Parsha Boy, he raises the question, if Prizi v'gergoshim is not an Eretz Zoras Chol v'dvosh, how is it that Yishmoy Gimu, Posik Ches, the Torah mentions prison, and the Torah says there, so the Ramban says that the reason is why prison is mentioned in Shmoyz Gimu Posik Ches, because there the Torah mentions not only the appellation of Zovat Cholovet Vosh, also the appellation of Eretz Tevo Chobot. So prison cannot be considered as an Eretz Zovat Cholovet Vosh, but as an Eretz Tevo Chobot, it can be considered. Here the Ramban says, "V'loy b'nachlas kol hashivo sheim hashnayim hanishorim." That means Prizi and Gergoshi. Aval pi shein artzom teivo v'nechshuva ben Yisroel kol kach. So the question arises, but the Ramban in Boi says that Prizi and Gergoshi is not an eretz zovas chol v'dvosh, but an eretz teivo chovo it is. Here he says, "Aval pi." So the answer is no, there is no stire. This is exactly the reason as to why the Ramban emphasizes here. And he says, in other words, it's not so tevo, but tevo it is. In other words, so they are degrees, levels of Eretz tevo. So Eber HaYarden is not Tevo altogether. But Prizi v'Gergoshi and Eretz Tevo u'chovo it is. But Eretz Zovas Chol v'Dvosh it isn't. In view of the fact that it's not an Eretz Zovas Chol v'Dvosh, even though it is Tevo u'chovo, but on a relative scale in relation to the other territories of the Western Bank that is a Zovas Chol v'Dvosh, So Prize and Goshi are not so Teva, but Teva it is. And but Teva Rayade, especially from the Lashon of the Ramban Chukas, Bamidbo Chofalev, Posik Chofalev, so there the Ramban is more explicit, that Teva Rayade is not Teva altogether. Is not Teva altogether. In other words, the Eretz Chamisha Moni on the western bank is an Eretz of Aschol of Udvosh, and in the Melee it's Teva Chobo in an astronomical way. But Eva Ayarde is not an Eretz of Aschol of Udvosh, and it's not even an Eretz Teva Chobo. But the two Anomin on the western bank, Prizi Vigyogoshi, so an Eretz of Aschol of Udvosh, it isn't. Mimele, they are not Tevo Uchobo Uchshuvo Kolkach, but they are Eretz Tevo. And that's the reason as to why the Posik in Shmoyz Gimu, the Torah in Shmoyz Gimu, Posik Ches characterizes even Prizi as an Eretz Tevo Uchobo. But in Rayarde, it's Mashma from the Ramban, is not only Mufke of Eretz of Aschol of Udvosh, it's a Mufke of Eretz Tevochov. Now that's the first question. We have to understand, what is it? What is it? It's just evaluations of the land. It's halachas. We see, that it has halachic significance. We got to be going, but we got to be going. So that depends upon Zov Aschol of Udvosh. But we see in this Ramban that besides Eretz of Aschol of Udvosh, there is also an Eretz Teva, and Prizi will be Goshi are not Eretz of Aschol of Udvosh, but an Eretz Teva it is. Mashenikin in Rayarde is not only in Smite from Eretz of Aschol of Udvosh, it's not even an Eretz Teva. That's the first question. We have to understand, what does it mean, Eretz Teva Uchav? Prizi will be Goshi is an Eretz Teva Uchav, it's not Teva, Uchshuvo Kolkach, but it is an Eretz Teva. It has a madikum of Eretz Teva. Mashenkin in Rayarden is not even Eretz Teva. And the Ramban in Parshe Chukas, so there he says, Posi in Bamidbo Chofale, Posi Chofale, Vayishlach Yisroel Malochim Melsichim Melech Omeri Leimer, Ebro Be'artzecho Venite Visodeu Lecherem, we nicht mehr beheir, wie der Hamelech Lelich, ad asher naver vulech. So the Ramban says, the Ramban says here, Voi de voi ya be'ezras Hashem, bim keini, ki bechol ume is nitztabu lifteach lehem nishol, chutz me'ame yo meyo. Sivre shloimo mitavos, in regard to anemeyo. Abo be'emes, ma she'oma le'e ebro ba'arzecho, זהו ימי שאיסי מעצרי דרך ביב, כי ארץ שיחן ואי ירושוסון של ישראל ריסו, כי הוא אמר לי, והויו מן הדין שעניין משולים ופוסחו להם, שיהיה כל הום הנמצא בהם למעש ועבוד. אבל מי שאו יודע, כי ישראל עתו לירבושו כל עשור המוני, והוא יחופת שיהיה כל כיבושו מעבר לירדים והול, שיהיה משובם יחד, ושיהיה ארץ התימו, Asher he zov aschol of udvosh. So he says that the western bank, that's an Eretz Teva. But the eastern bank is not an Eretz Teva. And halitire, she loy bikshu mimenu v'negodu v'nerubein, lo yemaniach shomodom elo shetia licho. If negodu v'nerubein had not presented their request to Moshe Rabbeinu, that they should take their chelek on the eastern bank, so then, the Eastern Bank wouldn't even have been settled by Jews. They would have, Moshe Rabbeinu conquered it, but it would have remained uninhabited. And the only reason as to why it became inhabited, because of the request that was presented by Dagon Nerub, V'kach Shonu. So he says, why not, even without the request of by Dagon Nerub, why shouldn't the Israelites settle in Eivra Yarden, in the Eastern Bank? After all, the Ramban says that it was given to Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, because that's the Meiri. And the Meiri had landed on both banks, on both sides of the Yarden. So why did the Israelites want why wouldn't the Israelites have settled upon the Eastern Bank territory, even without the big God of Reuven presenting their request? So the answer is because Ibra Yardin is not in Eretz Israel. And which part of Eretz Israel was to be inhabited by the Israelites? Only that part of Eretz Israel that is in Eretz Israel. Now, as far as the Western Bank, so all of the Western Bank territory was inhabited. Obviously, that even that part of the territory that belonged at one time to Prizi and Yogoshi was also an Eretz Israel. But Ibra Yardin was not an Eretz Israel. Was not an Eretz Israel. So he says, V'kach shonu b'sipri, los isloch prat l'Ibra Yardin, shenotalto b'atzmicho, ve'ed omru rabiseinu, b'esar gdushes, שאינה ירדין ראו לביס המקדו של שיקון השכינו, וכי נראה בקוסוף, שאומר, ואף עם פניו ארץ אחוזסכם, ואף עם פניו ארץ אחוזסכם, ולשאול קחו אליי דברי שולם, כי הוא באשרו ופעיקו אסיכי יוצא מקוסום ללוח. Alright, so we have to understand, this is the first question. In other words, the Ramban says that there are three levels. There is an Eretz Teivo and the Eretz Zovas Cholov Udvosh that characterize the Eretz Heyamimi. That characterize the Eretz Heyamimi. Then there is an Eretz Teivo, but not Zovas Cholov Udvosh, that characterized Prizim Yogoshi on the Western Bank. And then there was Ibra Yardin on the Eastern Bank that was neither Eretz Teivo nor Eretz Zovas Cholov Udvosh. We have to understand, what does it mean? Now, this is the first question. Now, the second question is the Shittas HaRamban. Now, the Ramban mentioned the Sifri, that the Sifri says that Ibra Yardin, the Beis HaGmili says that Ibra Yardin is potter of Bikur. Why? Because it's not an Eretz Zovas Cholov Udvosh. Now, there is a mission. In Bikurim. And in that Mishnah in Bikurim, there is a machlekes between Tanakam and Rabbi Yisrael Gmil. Now, Perek Aleph of Bikurim, Mishnah Yud. So, says as follows, Ve'ilu mivim v'keir, min ha'atzeres v'lacha, mishiva samini, mipire shebehorim, mitmore shebamwokim, u'mizeisi shemen me'ivar hayar. So, Ivar hayarim, the Tanakam says, is chayev. Is chayev in Bikur. Rabbi Yitzchak Aglim in Meir, a Levin Bikur. Between Tanekame and Rabbi Yitzchak Aglim, and whether Ivar hayarim is chayev in Bikurim or not. So the Tanekame says Ivar hayarim is chayev in Bikurim. Rabbi Yisrael Glili says it's not chayev. Why does Rabbi Yisrael Glili say it's not chayev? Because there is a prerequisite of Eretz Zovas Cholov Udvosh, and Ibra Yardin is not an Eretz Zovas Cholov Udvosh. Now let's see what the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnah says. He says as follows: Ve'Ibra Yardin afal pi she'ino Zovas Cholov Udvosh, afal pi she'ino Zovas Cholov Udvosh, Hashem Yisborach Nos Nolam. The question arises, how can Ibra Yardin, according to Nekame, be chayev in Bikurim? All right, so according to Tanekame, there is no prerequisite of Eretz Zovas Cholov Udvosh. Now, what does the Tanekame do with the pasuk? But the Torah says, in the parasha of Bikurim, Vayvienu, the Torah says, Vayvienu el amokim hazeh vayiten lo nesoretz hazois Eretz Zovas Cholov Udvosh. So the Yerushalmi in Bikurim raises that question. How can Tanekame say that Ibra Yardin, even though it's not an Eretz Zovas Cholov Udvosh, there is no machlekes on the mitzias. So everybody agrees that Ibra Yardin is not an Eretz Zovas Cholov Udvosh. So how can Tanekame say that Ibra Yardin is chayv in Bikurim, but the Torah says Eretz Zovas Cholov Udvosh, and Ibra Yardin is not an Eretz Zovas Cholov Udvosh?
So the Yerushalmi says, according to Tanakame, the Pshat in Yeretz Zoras Cholom Dvosh is that Vayitin Lo Nezoretz Aziz, an Eretz that contains a certain strip that is flowing, overflowing with milk and honey. So in other words, this is the Pshat in Yeretz Zoras Cholom Dvosh, not that every piece of the territory is Zoras Cholom Dvosh. It contains a strip that is Zoras Cholom Dvosh. So Mimele, even if Rayarden, which itself is not Zoras Cholom Dvosh, but it's part and parcel of Eretz Yisrael, and the Eretz Yisrael contains a substantial strip that is Zoras Cholom Dvosh. So maybe it's also Chayek in Bikurim. This is what the Yerushalmi says in Bikurim. Rabbi Yisi b'shem Rav Shimon Lokish, Rabbi Yehine, Rabbi Zeira b'shem Rav Chanine, Shishosa Mil, Chizu Litziperen, Heine Nehar Zobes Cholom Dvosh. So, in other words, that the Yerushalmi doesn't mean that just in the Tzipere area, so it's Zobes Cholom Dvosh. In many places, there is a substantial strip that is Zobes Cholom Dvosh. But not that all of Eretz Yisrael is Zobes Cholom Dvosh. Mosvil Rabbi Yehine, Vokziv, Eleschem, Aleschem, Meini Mitzrayim, El Eretz Tevo, Chovo, El Eretz Zobas Cholom Dvosh, Omalon, Asher Bo Zobas Cholom Dvosh. So the Pshat in Eretz Zobas Cholom Dvosh is not that only that part of the land that from which the Peres are brought, so it has to be Zobas Cholom Dvosh. As long as it is brought from Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael has a substantial strip that is Zobas Cholom Dvosh, so mainly it's Chayim Mikom. This is, so there is a machlekes, so he says, the Ival Yardi, so we have a machlekes between Tanakame and Rabbi Yisa Aglili, as to whether there is such a requirement as Eretz Zoras Cholom Dvosh or not. Tanakame says there is no such requirement, and Rabbi Yisa Aglili says there is such a requirement. How do we pass him? So the Rambam Pirusha Mishneh says that the Aloche is like Tanakame, not like Rabbi Yisa Aglili. He says, "Ve'iver ayadin afal pisheinu zovas cholov dvoosh, Hashem yizborach nos nolonu, ve'efsholonu leima rashanu satoli, ve'in haloche k'Rabbi Yisa Aglili." The haloche is not like Rabbi Yisa Aglili. This is the Rambam Pirush HaMishnah. Let's see how the Rambam paskens in Yorech HaZokot. Perik Beis Milchas Bikurim Aloch Al Mitzves Eser Lehovi Bikurim Lemigdosh Veinu Neyagin Elo Bifnei Abayis Uve'arts Yisroel Bilvan Shenema Reishis Bikuri Admoscho Tovi Beis Adishem Alekecho Umevin Bikurim Shel Divreyem Mori Sichem Ve'eig Umisuri Ori Sichem Ve'eig, that's Ibrayal Shakin Bisuri Ekin Birushalayim. So he says Umevin Bikurim Shel Divreyem only Midrabono, but Midraise, Eretz Yichem Ve'eig is not Chayiv Bikurim. So the question arises, how does the Rambam pass? In Perush HaMishneh, he says in so many words that he passes that the Daloch is like the Tanikam, and it's not necessary that it be an Eretz Zoras Cholom Dvosh. But here he says that Ivrayadin is Chayiv Bikurim only Midrabono, Midraise not. The question arises, why Midraise not? So, the Radvaz says, and this same Teretz is mentioned by the Marik in Simen Kuf Nun Veis, and the Radvaz says that the Rambam holds that the machlekes between Tanekame and Rabbi Yisi Aglili is only in regard to Yid Rabbono. In other words, that both agree is only in regard to Yid Rabbono. In other words, Midraise, even the Tanekame agrees that if it's not Eretz Zoras Cholom Dvosh, it's Potter of Bikurim. But the Tanakami holds true indeed mid Reise. It has to be an Eretz of Eschalov Dvosh, and the Vrayadim is not an Eretz of Eschalov Dvosh. So mid Reise it's not Chayim Likurim, but mid Rabbonon it is Chayim Likurim. And Rabbi Yisrael really says, no, mid Rabbonon it's Potter of Likurim. And the Rambam paskins like the Tanakami. So the Psak of the Rambam Yod HaZokah according to the Radvaz and the Marik is in line with the Rambam's Psak in Pirush HaMishneh, where he says, Vein Alochek Rabbi Yisrael. This is what the Radvaz and the Marik say. The Keset Mishneh mentions the Marik, but he mentions it just the Hefech. The Bisalevi points out that the Keset Mishneh mentions the Marik lehefech, just lehefech. But the idea, he explains the Rambam in the same way, except that it's lehefech. Now let's see what the Keset Mishneh says. Umashma לרבנו דליפוליק תלקמה אלו מדרייסי אבל מדרבונון מידה דמחי where is the מריק he says וך כבו כוסף מריק וסימן קופנם וייס להיכיח מהיכו משמע להוכי but the מריק says exactly what the רדווה says that according to the Rambam the מחלקס between תלקמה and רבייסי is in regard to הידרבונון but as far as the מדרייסי level there is an agreement between תלקמה and רבייסי אגלילי that if it's not Zovas Cholov Dvosh, it's not Chayim Bikurim. But Tanakame says, true Midrayse, it's not Chayim Bikurim, if it's not Zovas Cholov Dvosh. But Midrabonon Ivrayav Mishayev, and Rabbi Yisrael really says, since Midrayse it's not Chayev, so Midrabonon it's not Chayev either. It's not Chayev either. And Mimele the Rambam Paskins, like Tanakame. But the Keset Mishneh says, Umashmal Rabbeinu Lepolik Tanakame Elo Midrayse, Elo Midrabonon Meide Demichayev. Made it in so, in other words, so the machlekes just lehefer what the Marik and the Radva say. That the machlekes between Tanakame and Rabbi Yisrael really, according to the Keset Mishneh, is on the Reise level. So Tanakame says, Ibrayadn is chayev bikurim, mid Reise. Because there is no prerequisite of Eretz of Eschol of Dvosh. And from the Yerushalmi it's much more like that. Because the Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yehuda asked the Kasha in the Yerushalmi against the Rabbonon, how can we say that even without Zovas Cholov Udvosh, but the Torah mentions Zovas Cholov Udvosh, so the Yerushalmi answers, when the Torah mentions Eretz Zovas Cholov Udvosh, it means that Eretz Yisrael contains certain strips that are Zovas Cholov Udvosh. So it's mashma from that Yerushalmi, as the Keset Mishneh says, that according to the Nekame, so Ivrayadin, even though it's not an Eretz Zovas Cholov Udvosh, it's Chayev Midrayisim Bikurim. And Rabbi Yisrael Aglili holds Midrayisim it's Potter. But Midrabonon, Rabbi Yisrael Aglili is Meide, that it is Chayev. So then, according to the Keset Mishneh's Pshat, how does the Rambam Yod HaZok Paskin like Rabbi Yisrael Aglili? Not like the Nekame. Because according to the Keset Mishneh's Pshat, so the machlekes between Tanakame and Rabbi Yisrael Aglili is on the Reise level. And Tanakame says, if Rayab Nishayim Bikurim mid Reise, even though it's not as Zovas Cholov Udvosh, there is no such prerequisite mid Reise, there is no such prerequisite. And Rabbi Yisrael Aglili says, there is such a prerequisite mid Reise, but mid Rabbonon Rabbi Yisrael Aglili is made it. So, but the Rambam paskins, if the Rambam in Yod HaZoket paskins like Tanakame, so he should paskin that Ivrayadin is Chayim Bikurim mid Reise, and he paskins that Ivrayadin is Chayim Bikurim only mid Rabbonon. So obviously, according to the Keset Mishneh's Pshat in the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yisrael Aglili. Why? After all, he should paskin like Tanakame. The answer is because the Sefri, that they in Sefri, in Parsha Kisovei, that the Ramban cites, so in that Sefri it's mentioned that both the Tanakame in that Sefri and Rabbi Yisrael Aglili agree with the Droshe of Eretz Zovas Cholov Udvosh. So that's the reason as to why he paskins like Rabbi Yisrael Aglili. That Midrayse it's Potter, but Midrabonon even Rabbi Yisrael Aglili is made it. And as a matter of fact, the Loshen in Medrash HaGodol, in Medrash HaGodol, Shmeis Yudveis, Posik He, says as follows, Eretz Zovas Cholov Udvosh, Rabbi Yisrael Aglili Eimer, Eimivim Bikurim Meibel Yardin, Sheinei Eretz Zovas Cholov Udvosh, Din Teiro, Umidivrei Eimivim, that's the Loshen of the Medrash HaGadol. So the Medrash HaGadol, it says, Rabbi Yisa Aglili Eimeya, Eimevin Bikurim Eiva Layardin, Shemeyaretz Oves Cholo Vedvosh. That is Din Teiro Eimevin, Divrei Eimevin. So Rabbi Yisa Aglili, who says that Eimevin Meiva Layardin, admits that Midivrei Eimevin. So that's like the case of Mishnes Pshat, not like the Marik Pshat. Now, according, how can we explain the Medrash HaGadol according to the Marik and the Radvas Pshat? So then we have to say, Rabbi Yisi Aglilei Meir Emivin Bikuri Meiro Yard, Shein Meir Ezov Eschol Vudvosh. Stop. And then, Din Teiro Vidivrei Emivin, that's another Mandoma. That's not Rabbi Yisi Aglilei. But of course, according to the Kesef Mishnes Pshat, so the Medrash HaGadol can be understood literally. So, Rabbi Yisi Aglilei Meir Emivin Bikuri Meiro Yard, Shein Meir Ezov Eschol Vudvosh, Din Teiro, according to Rabbi Yisi Aglili, V'divrei Emivin. So, the Tanekame, who is Chelik Rabbi Yisi Aglili, holds that Midraise. So, it is Chayev in Bikurim, even though it's not an Erez of Asol of Vosh. And the Rambam, because of the Sefri in Kisove. So, the Rambam, in Yilch HaZoko, whereas in Pirsha Mishne, he said, Ein Alochek Rabbi Yisi Aglili. So in Yilch HaZoko, he was Chazir, and he passed like Rabbi Yisi Aglili. That's the shite of the Rambam. Now, we have to understand a certain Yerushalayim. Halochaches, Pirk Rishon of Bikuri, in the Yerushalayim. Tony, Asher Nasatoli, Loishe Notaltoli Me'atzmo. Because in the Parsha of Bikurim it's mentioned Asher Nasatoli, so that means only if the Peiros are brought from a territory that was given by HaKadosh Baruch to the Jews, then it's Chayav Bikurim. But if it was grown on a piece of land that the Jews took by themselves, not given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to them, there is no Bikurim. So in other words, Rabbi Yisi Aglili says, Eimevin Bikurim Eiva Layardin, Shein Eretz Ov Eschol Vedvosh. And then Ebraise says, Asher Nosatoli Lo Yishne Taltoli Matz. So my B'nai, what's the difference? What's an afkemine? Whether we deduce it from the posik Asher Nosatoli, Lo Yishne Taltoli Matz, or we deduce it from the posik of Zov Eschol Vedvosh. Omar Avobin, Chotzi Shevet Nashe B'nai. Mandi Omar Asher Nosatoli Lo Yishne Taltoli Matz, Chotzi Shevet Menashe Lo Yinotlu Matz. Mandi Omar Eretz Zov Eschol Vedvosh, Afilu Kein, Eino Eretz Zov Eschol Vedvosh. The afkemine between Rabbi Yisi Aglili, who deduces it from the posik of Eretz Zov Eschol Vedvosh, and the Braise that deduces it from the posik of Asher Nosatoli Lo Yishne Taltoli Me'atzmi, is in regard to the territory of Chotzi Shevet Menashe. Now, Eiva Layardin, so a certain territory Moshe Rabbeinu gave to Gad and Reuven, but then Moshe gave that's the Golan Heights. So that is Chotzi Shevet Menashe. Going on. So Beboshon. So that's Chotzi Shevet Menashe. So the Nafkemine is in regard to Chotzi Shevet Menashe. So the one who deduces it from Asher Nosatoli Velo Yishne Taltoli Me'atzmi, so Chotzi Shevet Menashe Lo Yinotlu Me'atzmo. Not Me'atzmo. But the one who deduces it from Eretz Zov Eschol Vedvosh, so even Chotzi Shevet Menashe is Potar Biko. Now what's the pshat? The Pnimeisha says that there is a difference between the chilek of God and Reuven and the chilek of Chotzi Shevet Menashe. Because the chilek of God and Reuven, so God and Reuven, they initiated. They presented their request to Moshe Rabbeinu. And they asked Moshe Rabbeinu that they should take their nachle on the eastern bank. Masha'im ki Chotzi Shevet Menashe did not present any request. Moshe Rabbeinu himself gave the that territory to Chotzi Shevet Menashe. Now, Rabbi Feuer Shapiro says, now there is a posik. דבורים גימו, פוסק יוד גימו, וייסר הגילוד וכל הבושו, ממלכס אי, נוסעתי, מיש רבינו סייז, נוסעתי לחצי שבט המנשה, כל חבל או ארגויב, לכל הבושון, ההוא יקורי ארץ רפון, ארץ רפון. צורה שסייז, ארץ, ההוא יקורי ארץ רפואים, היא איסו שנוסעתי לעבור. So that's the רפואים that is mentioned. In the breeze bin Absor, Shenasat Lavon. So that means that the chilek that Meisha Rabbeinu gave to Chotzi Shevet Menashe was part and parcel of the land that was given to Avraham Avinu. That's only in regard to the land that was given to Chotzi Shevet Menashe. But the land that was given to God and Ruvein, that Rashi doesn't say that it was given to Avraham Avinu. The Ramban, of course, the Meiri is mentioned in the Breeze bin Absorim, and that was given to Avraham Avinu. But the Ramban points out that a Meiri owned land on both banks of the Yarden. So Rabbi Feuer Shapiro says, as pshat in this Yerushalmi, that there is a fundamental difference between the Chelek in Ever HaYarden that was given to Chotzi Shevet HaMenashe, that was given to Avraham Avinu, and the Chelek that was given to Bnei God of Bnei Ruvein, it also had a din of Eretz Yisrael, because it was a kibush rabin, Meisha Rabbeinu was kibushet. So, but it was not given to Avraham Avinu. So, Mimele, the pshat in the Yerushalmi is as follows. Rabbi Feuer Shapiro says, Tone, asher nesato li loishe netalte li me'atzim, mai b'neyem? Omer avo b'in chotzi shevet nashe b'neyem. Man de omar asher nesato li vilo ishe netalto li me'atzmi chotzi shevet menashe loinot lo me'atzmo. Man de omar eret zo vas cholof udvosh afilu kein eino eret zo vas cholof udvosh. So that means that according to Rabbi Yisai Aglili that there is a loche that it has to be eret zo vas cholof udvosh. So mimele even chotzi shevet menashe is not zo vas cholof udvosh. But according to the Tanu in the Braisi, who doesn't deduce it from the posik of Eretz Zovas Cholof Udvosh. So he agrees with the Tanakame that it's not necessary that it be an Eretz Zovas Cholof Udvosh. But he learns out from the posik Asher Nesatoli, Loish Netalteli Me'atzmi, that if it is a piece of land that was not given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the Jews took possession of it by themselves on their own initiative, so then it's not chayim bikurim. So Chotzi Shevet HaMenashe was given to Avraham Avinu. Mashein came. So then, according to the Tanya of the Braise, Chotzi Shevet HaMenashe is chayim bikurim. But and according to Rabbi Yisai Aglili, it's potter of bikurim. Mashein came the chilek of God and Ruvein. So even according to the Tanya of the Braise, it's potter of bikurim. This is how Rabbi Feuer Shapiro explains the Yerushalmi. However, the Ramban in Parsha Chukas and Posik and Bamidbo Chofalev, Posik Chofalev, he says in so many words that all of Eir HaYarden was given to Avraham Avinu. All of Eir HaYarden. So how will we explain the Yerushalmi? So the Beis HaLevi says, without mentioning given the Ramban, the Beis HaLevi says that the Pshat in the Yerushalmi, the Pshat in the Yerushalmi is that when the Yerushalmi says Chotzi Shevet Menashe Binayin, the Yerushalmi doesn't limit itself dafke to that part of Eir HaYarden that was given to Menashe. The Yerushalmi, when it says Chotzi Shevet Menashe, so he mentioned an example of Eir HaYarden, but Ho'adin Chilek God of Neruvin as well. So he means Eir HaYarden. So in other words, that was all of it, according to the Ramban in Bamidbor and in Dvorim. So all of Eir HaYarden was given to Avraham Avinu, because all of Eir HaYarden belonged to the Meiri. So true, a Meiri owned territory on both banks of the Yarden, but when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Avraham Avinu a Meiri, So he gave to Avraham Avinu the territory that Emeri owned, and the eastern bank of the Yarden, and the territory that Emeri owned and possessed, and the western bank of the Yarden. So when Yerushalmi says, Yerushalmi in effect means Ever a Yarden that was of the Emeri, that Moshe Rabbeinu was Kevesh, Izik Ibnayim. So man the Omar Hashem is Satali, Veloishan et Altali Me'atzmi, Chotzi Shevet Menashe, Eloinot Lo Me'atzmon. Man the Omar, so, Eloinot Lo Me'atzmon. So all of the Ibra Yardin that Moshe Rabbeinu was Kevesh is Chayim Mikorim. Man the Omar, Erezov is Cholov Udvosh, Afiru Kein, Ein Erezov is Cholov Udvosh. So then you'll ask, so what's the relevance of the Halochi? Of Hashem Satali Vulishan Tatali Matzmi, if it has no bearing on the Ivrayadin, the territory that Moshe Rabbeinu was Kevesh, because that too was given to Avraham Avinu. So when does this Tziras HaKosu, to what does this Tziras HaKosu apply? So the Beis Halevi says, it applies, the Tziras HaKosu applies, now there is a halacha of Nisofis, Kol Mokim Ashatid Rabbein, Kafrag Lecho Boi Lochem Nisati. So that means that if the Melech Yisroel, Pibes Nagodl, is Kevesh additional territory, so it also becomes affected with Dushas Eretz Yisroel, and it's Chayev in all the mitzvahs at least Boretz, but it will not be Chayev Mikoy, the Misofis. Oh, now, Surya, David HaMelech was Kevesh, but that was certainly not in the Maton that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Avraham Avinu. So Mimele, even according to Mandoma, that Kibush Yochit Shmei Kibush, so the Gemara in Ksuves and in Gittin says that according to Mandoma, Kibush Yochit Shmei Kibush, so Surya is Chayim Trumis Maisres, but in Bikurim it will not be Chayim. Why not? Because Surya is not Halti Ma'atzmi, David HaMelech, Midas Atzmei was Kibush Surya. It was not part and parcel of the land that was given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Avraham Avinu outright. So, and that can also be called Ivra Yarden, because Surya is also, what is Ivra Yarden? Ivra Yarden, as a matter of fact, Tesis in Yevome says, and in Chagige, and in Borobasre, Daf Nun Vov, that sometimes when the Gemara mentions Ivra Yarden, the Gemara has reference to Eretz Yichin Veik, the territory on the eastern bank that Moshe Rabbeinu was Kevesh. And sometimes when the Gemara mentions Ivra Yarden, it has reference to Amnon Meyov, that Moshe Rabbeinu was not Kevesh, that Moshe Rabbeinu was not even allowed to be Kevesh. So all of that can be called Ivra Yarden, and Surya can also be called Ivra Yarden, because Surya is also on the eastern bank of the Yarden. It's the Yarden doesn't extend, but it is on the eastern bank. It's on the eastern bank, Surya. So Mimele, in regard to that Ivra Yarden, that Moshe Rabbeinu was not Kevesh, even though it is Eretz Yisrael, let's say Surya, according to Mandoma, Kibush Yochit Shmei Kibush, or if at any time, or let's say Kenik Nizri Kadmeini, Kenik Nizri Kadmeini lost it, Lovei, it would belong to Jews, that's when the Haftoche was given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Avraham Avinu, but it was not given to Avraham Avinu as an outright gift, Kenik Nizri Kadmeini. So Mimele, lost it, Lovei, Kenik Nizri Kadmeini will not be chayim Bikurim in Raisi. Why? Because it was not part and parcel of the Matonim. So this is how the Beis Halevi explains this Yerushalmi. All right. Now, how will we explain the Yerushalmi according to the Rambam? Now the Rambam Yod Chazoko pastens that Ivra Yarden is chayev mid rabbonim bikurim, and according to the Kesef Mishneh, so the Rambam Shite is that the machlekes between Tanekame and Rabbi Yisrael Gruli is on the Reiselem. Tanekame says that it does not have to be Eretz Ovas Cholov Udvosh, so mid Reise Ivra Yarden, the Ivra Yarden that Moshe Rabbeinu was Kevesh, is chayev bikurim. And Rabbi Yisrael Gruli says on the Reiselem will not, but mid rabbonim it is chayev, as it's mashma from the Melech Agod. And the Rambam, because the Sifri corroborates the view of Rabbi Yisrael Glili, so the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yisrael Glili, not like the Tanikam. Now the question is, how will the Rambam explain this Yerushalmi? Asher nosateli lo yishenotalteli ma'atzmi. So my b'neyen? So Omar Avobin, chotzi shevet menashe b'neyen. So man de Omar Asher nosateli Wir leuchten Tautoli mehr Atzmi. So, as the Bisalevi says, we can explain the Rambam. In other words, that when the Yerushalmi says, the Yerushalmi does not limit itself only to Chotish Eved Menashe. And there is a raya from the Rosh Rambam Pirush HaMishne. ואיבר הירדי, אף על פי שאין איזו בסחול ודבש, השם יסבור הכנוס נולון. He doesn't say, חוטי שבד נעש, איבר הירדי. So, that's a riot to what the Bisalevi says. That according to the Rambam, so when the Yerushalmi says, חוטי שבד נעש בנעיין, it means איבר הירדי בנעיין. So, man de oma asher nusatel ibo ishe taltel ima atzmi, chotzi shevet nashe ole notel ima atzmi. Man de oma arer zovas cholof udvosh, afi lukei, eino eretz, zovas cholof udvosh. All right, so that explains the shittes rav. Now, the first question that we raised is the pshat in the Ramban. The Ramban says that they are three levels. The eretz chamisha amomin, so that is an Eretz Zoras Chol of Dvosh, and of course it's an Eretz Teva. Then, Prizim Yigogoshi, so it's not an Eretz Zoras Chol of Dvosh, but an Eretz Teva it is. Eber Hayarden on the Eastern Bank is not even an Eretz Teva. And so, we have to understand, what does it mean? Now, I would like to mention the Shite of the Ram in Ido. In Idor in Dafchol Beis, the Gemara tells the story of an Amire who was returning from Bovel to Eretz Yisrael. So on the way, so he witnessed a murder being committed by someone. Now there is a Machlekes Rishenim in the Shittim Kubetzes in Idor, by whom the murder was committed, whether by a Jew or by a Nochi. So then the Gemara asked the Kashe, how is it possible that a murder should be committed in Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael was not even made in. So the Gemara Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis in Idorim says, "Hahu shaite lo yavrino yadan." At that moment, when this murder, this act of Shvichas Domim was committed, so the Ivrayardin was not crossed yet. In other words, it happened in the Ivrayardin, not on the Western Bank. So the Ran says, "The Ivrayardin lo yniskadish." So that's the reason as to why Eretz Yisrael was not making, because it happened in Ivrayar. So in other words, the schus of Ivrayardin is not as great as the schus of Eretz Knot. So in what way is Ivrayardin not on the same level as the Western Bank, Eretz Knot? So the Ram says, "Veivrayardin lo niskadish laavua soeimer ulmiktsas kedushis." The Rabbi Kveiger is a goyes, so he points out Ein Rashi Sanhedrin Daf Yudalef on base. There Rashi says explicitly that Veivrayardin you can bring the eimer from you can be ketzer the eimer from Veivrayardin as well. They are in the sugya of Ibrashono. So Rashi says that Yudalev in Sanhedrin that you can bring the Eimer from Ivayar. You can be Ketzer the Eimer in Ivayar as well. Now, in the Gemore, Imunoches, Daf Pei Gimel, there is a machlekes between Rabbonon and Rabbi Yisi bar Rabbi Yud. Because the Torah, Ivayikroch of Gimel prosecute, says, Daber Obni Yisroel Vamar Taleem, כסובי עול האורץ אשר אני נעשים לכם, וקצרתם אס קצירו, ועבייסם אס אימא ריש אס קצירכם על הקן. So, רבי יסי ברבי יודה says, that the אימא יחילים להובי מחוץ לו. So, the Gemara has the קשה, how can רבי יסי ברבי יודה say, that you can bring the אימא, you can be קצר the אימא, even מחוץ לורץ, but the Torah says, כסובי עול האורץ אשר אני נעשים לכם, וקצרתם אס קצירו, So what does it mean, Ktziro? The Ktzir of the Horetz, of Eretz Yisrael. So, So, Rabbi, the Gemara answers that Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudeh holds that when the Torah says Kisoveyu el Oretz, Asher Ani Neisim Lachem Uktzat Mesiro, the Torah does not mean that the Eimer can be Nikza only in Eretz Yisrael, but this Kisoveyu el Oretz is descriptive of the time when the Chiyuv Eimer began. So in other words, the Jews were not mechuyev to bring an Eimer until they entered Eretz Yisrael. But the moment they entered Eretz Yisrael, so then they could be keitzah the Eimer in Chutz Laretz and be makhiv the Eimer on Bisamish. This is according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda. But according to the Rabbanon of Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, so the pshat in posik kisoveyu el oretz is not that it is descriptive of the time when the chiyuv commenced, but it imposes a limitation on the Ktzira Seimer, that the Ktzira Seimer is to take place in Eretz Yisrael. That's the pshat in Kisoveyu al Oretz Asher Ani Neisim Lachem Uktzartem Es Ktzir. Alright, so of course the Halacha is like the Rabbanon, not like Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda. The Rambam also passes like the Rabbanon, that in Mivin Es Seimer Mechutz Loretz. But Mehicha Teitze, that if Rayadein, you couldn't be Keitzer, why should the Eimer be more chomo than all the mitzvahs, even the mitzvahs at Tuyah Boretz? Eimer is not even a mitzvah at Tuyah Boretz, and if there hadn't been a special Zerzakosu of Kisaveyu al-Oretz, Hashem Neisim Lachem, Uksartem Es Ktziro, then I would say, like Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda says, it's a korban, Eimer is a korban, why shouldn't you be able to be Keitzer the Eimer in Chutz Loretz? So, there is a general principle that mitzvahs at Tuyah Boretz, like Trumeis, Maisres, Shmite, Yevleis, so a neger is a Boretz. But the Eimer is not a mitzvah at Tuyah Boretz, but there is a special Zeres HaKosuv, Uktzartem Es Ktziro. So that Zeres HaKosuv tells us that it requires Eretz Yisrael, but why should it be more chomer than mitzvahs at Tuyah Boretz, which are neger in Rayabim, than Trumeis, Maisres, Shmite, Yevle, and so on. So that's the kashe against the Ram. Now, the Safro, the Tiraskeanim, on that posik, Kisoveyu el Oretz, Asher Ani Neisim Lachem Uktzartem Es Ktziro, Kisoveyu. So the Safro raises the question, Yochel Mishabohu Lever Hayarde. Talmud Leimar el Oretz, Ho Oretz. Kisoveyu el Ho Oretz, with the Hey idea. Ho Oretz Ham Yochelz. That's not Ivraya. So, obviously, this is the mokir, this Safro is the mokir of the Ran and Nidor in Nafkov Beis. Because the Safro says, Kisoveyu el Oretz, Yochel Mishabohu Ivraya, because Ivraya is Eretz Yisrael. And the Ramban says that it was Nitl Avraham Avinu. Even if we are to assume that it was not Nitl Avraham Avinu. Let's say, as Rav Foil Shapiro says, that only Chotzi Shevet Menashe was given to Avraham Avinu. And the Re'er HaChaim in Bamidbar Chof Alef, Posik Chof Alef, he says that all of Ivra Yaladein was not included in the Matonim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Avraham Avinu. Even Chotzi Shevet Menashe was not given to Avraham Avinu. But, according to everybody, whether it was given to Avraham Avinu or it was not given to Avraham Avinu, Meshe Rabbeinu was Kevishet, Meshe was a Melech. The Rambam says that the Posik of Ahi Bishur Melech has reference to Meshe Rabbeinu. Or even if we say, as Rashi says, that Vayi Bishur Melech has reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's even more in Shuas that Meshe Rabbeinu had the din of a Melech, and then Meshe Rabbeinu became Shivim V'chat Koye. So Mimele, the kibush of Meshe Rabbeinu was a kibush by Melech, and of course by Novi. Meshe Rabbeinu was the Adin Avi. And Alfi Bez Nagodu, because Meshe Rabbeinu himself became Shivim V'chat Koye. So there is no question that the kibush by Meshe Rabbeinu was a kibush Rabbi. So it is Eretz Yisrael L'chol Advorim. L'chol Advorim. There is a machlekes rishenim as to whether the Eilid Bovel were Kevesh Ivra Yadim. So, according to those who say that the Eilid Bovel were not Kevesh Ivra Yadim, so it's like all the Kochim, that Kofshu El Mitzrayim L'Kofshu El Bovel, and the first Dushay is Kichol Ishaito L'Kichol Zidlovei, and some by Sheini, according to these Rishenim, it did not have Dushas Eretz Yisrael. But in my Rishen, I mean, there is no doubt that it had Dushas Eretz Yisrael, was Chayim Midraitse, in Trumis, in Maisreis. So why does the Ram say that Eim or not? The answer is, the Mokir of the Ram is this Afro. Because the Safro says, Kisoveyu, Yochelu Mishaboru Ivrayardin, Talmudim Araleras Amichedes. So obviously, Ivrayardin is Eretz Yisrael, but Ivrayardin is not the Eretz Amichedes. Eretz Knoa is an Eretz Amichedes. But, so the distinction is between Ivrayardin on the Eastern Bank and Eretz Knoa on the Western Bank. But, so, whereas the Eastern Bank, Ivrayardin, is not an Eretz Amichedes, the Western Bank is an Eretz Amichedes. But all of the Western Bank, including the territory that was occupied by Prizren Yogoshi, that's also Eretz Amichedes. So from that we see, now no one knows, I tried to dig up in Mokir, which part of Israel was possessed by Prizren Yogoshi. I couldn't find any Mokir in any place. But it's certain portions of the Western Bank that were occupied by Prizren Yogoshi. So that's not an Eretz Zoras Chol Uvdvosh, but the Ramban says, an Eretz Teivo it is. It's not so Teivo like the Heyamimim, because the Heyamimim was Zoras Chol Uvdvosh as well. But Prizren Yogoshi, while it isn't, and Zoras Chol Uvdvosh, it's an Eretz Teivo. It's an Eretz Teivo Uchavo. Mashenken Ivrayardin, the Eastern Bank, is not even Eretz Teivo. Now we see the same thing in this Safro, because the Safro says here that Ivrayardin in the Eastern Bank is Eretz Yisrael, it is Dushas Eretz Yisrael, but it's not Eretz Amichedes. Mashenk in the Western Bank is Eretz Amichedes. All of the Western Bank is Eretz Amichedes, even the portion that was occupied by Prizren Yogoshi. So Mimele, the Ran Shite is, where's the Ran Smokia? That Emer cannot be brought from Ivrayardin. This Safro is the Mokir. Because the Safro here says, Kisoveyu, Yochil Mishabo Ivrayardin, Talmud Leimer Leras Amichedes. That means that when the Torah says, Kisoveyu Aloras Renesi Lachem, Uptatem is Ktiro. So the Ktiro has reference to the Eretz Amichedes. The Ktir of the Eretz Amichedes, not the Ktir of Ivrayardin, which though it is Eretz Israel, but it's not Eretz Amichedes. So that's the Mokir of the Ram. Now, the question is, what will Rashi do with this Afro? Rabbi Kveya mentions the Rashi in Sanhedrin Daf Yud Aleph, where Rashi says explicitly that you can be Ketzer Behemer, even Ivrayardin. So the answer is very simple, according to Rashi. Now, Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yudeh, he holds that you can be Ketzer Behemer, even Chutz Loretz. So how does he explain the Posik of Kesavei Loretz, not in the sense that the Ktsira Seimer has to take place in Eretz Yisrael. But Kisovei Oloretz is descriptive of the time when the Chiyuv of Avoy Seimer commenced, began. Now, according to the Rabbanon, so Kisovei Oloretz is an amazing lachem uktsartem is Ktsiro. So is not just descriptive of the time when the Chiyuv of Eimer began, but he tells us that the Ktzira Seimer has to take place dafkin in Eretz Yisrael. But what is true, according to Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yudeh, is also true, according to Rabbanon Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yudeh. And it goes without saying that prior to the time that the Israelites entered Eretz Yisrael, the promised land, Eretz Knoan, there was no Chiyuv Avoy Seimer. So, according to Rabbanon Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yudeh, the posik of Kisaveyu El Oretz implies two things. First of all, that the Chiyuv of Avoy Seimer began with the entry of the Israelites into the promised land, into Eretz Canaan. That's one thing. And then the posik of Kesavei Oloretz, Asher Ani Neisi Lachem, Uksartem Es Ksiro, implies that the Ktzira Seimer has to take place in Eretz Yisrael. So Mimele, according to Rashi in Sanhedrin, when the Safro says, Kisoveyu, Yochel Mishabol Ivrayardin, Talmud Leimer Al Eretz Amichedes, this Safro has reference to the Haloche that is implicit in this posik, that the Chiyuv of Avoy Seimer, that Avoy Seimer began only with the entrance of the Israelites into Eretz Israel. So I could say, it began with the moment the Israelites entered Ivrayardin, that's also Eretz Israel. So this is what the Torah tells us, El Horetz, not just Eretz Yisrael, but Eretz HaMiochedes. Eretz Knan. So, as far as the, this man Achiyuv is concerned, so the, when did Achiyuv begin? Only after the Israelites entered the Eretz HaMichedes. But as far as the other halacha that is implicit in the Pasuk of Kisavei Olaores Shanesim Lachem Utsartem Es Ktziro, what it means Ktziro? The Kotzir of Eretz Yisrael. So we don't have a halacha Davke Ktziro, the Kotzir of Eretz HaMichedes. Ktziro, the Kotzir of Eretz Yisrael. So it can be the Kotzir of Eretz Knoan and it can be the Kotzir of Ivraya. This is Rashi. Anyway, we see from this Safro that there is Eretz Yisrael and there is Eretz HaMiuchedes. Ibrayardei is Eretz Yisrael. It has the Din Eretz Yisrael, Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, Lishem Eretz Yisrael. It was given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Avraham Avinu, but it's not Eretz HaMiuchedes.